When the shear direction changes with height, so do the locations of the dynamic pressure maxima and minima. We know that a dynamic high forms on the upshear side of an updraft. A dynamic low forms on its downshear side. In the example shown here, the relative high is on the south side of the updraft at low levels. At higher levels, the shear vector pointing south would produce a relative low on the south side of the updraft. The result is an upward-directed pressure gradient force that causes new updraft development and therefore storm propagation to the right of its original motion. Meanwhile, the left side of the updraft would experience downward-directed pressure forcing, and that would weaken or even destroy that side of the updraft containing the anticyclonic member of the rotational couplet. And this is why a left-moving storm given the hodograph in this figure would be suppressed.